Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of If You Know, You Know, the show for Web3 creators and enthusiasts. I'm your host, Belle, and each week I'm joined by Web3 experts to bring you the latest trends, opportunities, and perspectives from the creators who are shaping the future of technology and art. Nothing we ever say is ever financial advice, and it's always really important for you to do your own research. If this is your first time joining us, we do the show live on X every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can also find it on any of your favorite streaming platforms. We're having a little bit of technical issues today, starting from the very beginning of the show. I used to sweat every time that this would happen. Today, after so many spaces, I'm just like, hey, we roll with it. We'll figure it out as the show goes. So the patience of everybody is what I'm going to be asking and appreciate, in anticipation. I'm going to ask for everybody to retweet today's space so we can show love for the algorithm. Because, you know, if we don't feed the algorithm does not work for us. So retweet, like, show some hearts, etc. On today's show, we're going to be talking about ordinals and about art and about just really cool stuff that is going on in Web3. I don't know about you guys, but there's like God candles everywhere. Everything is green. Today is Valentine's. Love is in the air. I personally would choose that cash money over roses every day. Thank you very much. And so today is a good day with green candles everywhere. We're going to wait. I'm going to wait a couple of seconds to see if we can get Super Chief back on. I'm telling you, it's just he keeps going in and out of it because I think there's a lot of technical issues. But we'll get there. Today's show, though, is about NFTs and ordinals, and I cannot wait to hear everything that Super Chief Gallery is spinning up. I'm super excited about them entering the ordinal space and putting some highlighting that. So hopefully he comes back in soon. And until so, I'm super excited to have our friend of the show, Studio Pie Man, joining us today. Hello, friend. How are you?
GM, thank you, Belle. I really appreciate you as always. So there he is. I had some technical difficulties and I think Ed also had some. So hopefully we can get him on stage. Now, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited about the opening of the Ordinals Gallery in my hometown, San Francisco, with Super Chief and the Cyberpunk Lab. Hey, welcome, brother.
Ed, what's up, Ed? Yes, hey. I'm so, I'm sorry. I was just telling everybody we're having a lot of technical issues, so I know you keep coming in and out, but you're
no
here
problem.
Now.
I'm
excited for that. Yeah,
it
welcome.
Happens. Your intro music was very good, so that was fun. Man, no sweat. No sweat. Tech is out of our control sometimes.
It is. Yes, it is. All right. I want to kick it off by thank you for that. I enjoy our little intro music and our little outro music. It's always fun. And it's even more fun to see who sticks around for it and who actually likes it, Then eventually I start tailoring it to that. So all good. I want to kick it off by, seriously, Super Chief Ed, you guys are freaking everywhere, literally across the globe. Like, how do you even keep up with the locations that you are exhibiting at? Quick
We're
snapshot.
Working hard on it.
I know, hard. Like 24/7, 24/7. Where are you guys at right now? Like right now, where would you say this entire week, this week, where could you find it?
Okay, so yesterday we were in Mexico City. Today we're in San Francisco. Next week we're in Paris, with everybody. And that's going to be amazing. But this week, specific to this moment, absolutely. San Francisco is like, we've been wanting to do this for a while. It really came together like a bit of magic. So we're really happy about it. I remember was it NFT LA? Paimon, when we were talking last time? First time?
Yeah. It was like almost 2 years ago, I think, or maybe a year and a half
Got
ago
it.
Or something. It was.
It's a year ago, man.
Justin,
it feels like.
It was your second year anniversary for the Super Chief Los Angeles, I think, right?
I think it was the second NFT LA that we did. I think we were, because we had rented like 20-foot wide digital billboards, like the ones they like, you know, the digital billboards. So we put three of them inside of the gallery. And I remember that we were off to the side of the set and we had just ended. It was exhausting. And you came by to say, what's up? And we took an extra 20 minutes to hang out instead of just being exhausted and kicking you the hell out. And it was great. And that's why we're in San Francisco. Long story short.
I remember that night. It was in your gallery, though. It wasn't in LA.
We hosted all the NFT LA stuff.
Oh, so year one.
So I always think about it like it's NFT LA. So like all the art stuff for NFT LA year one. Sorry for the coughing. We did that, and then year two we teamed up with Avalanche and we did a week of programming, and that was amazing. And that's where I met Paimon, and that's where we talked about this as a concept, which kind of mentally prepared me for it. And then out of nowhere, an old friend of ours named Rax tagged in and mentioned that he was working with some really great people in San Francisco. And it seemed like the art side of Ordinals was kind of percolating and that there was an opportunity for us to come together with Cypherpunk Lab, come together with like DZ Labs and the team at DZ. And there's like a really great space that they've already been occupying and having it as kind of like a hacker house, kind of like developer house place that the community could get together and code and kind of like, you know, be there for each other and shit. And they realized that, you know, another opportunity could be, what if we created a gallery space there that could also support the artists that are coming out of this community and this ecosystem, and then also be like a place that we can bring artists that's like a safe, trusted group of people that know what they're doing. And that was kind of like the birth of the conversation. Was like, I want to say this would happen in November, something like that. Maybe, yeah, I think November was when we started talking about it. It was an immediate, like, at the end of the first phone call, we were all like, okay, let's do it, you know? And that was pretty exciting. And then it took forever, which I guess it wasn't a long time because we're only in February, but you know this scene. It feels like forever. So we open on Friday.
That's so exciting. I want to ask, like, okay, what is it about Ordinals that, you know, makes it special? Sure. What is it about Ordinals that caught your eye? Paimon, we saw each other in Miami during Art Basel, and we kind of had a conversation about Ordinal scene as well, right? And the art scene that was happening on that side. I have had the pleasure of hosting on NFA, on Non-Financial Advice, on a sponsored by NFT Now, with Trevor Owens. And if you guys know him, then, you know, he's like one of the godfathers of the Ordinals. And it's been really, really cool to see the progression of Ordinals come out, it be on Bitcoin, Bitcoin Maxis come and talk about the sacrilege type of feel of putting anything outside of just leaving it coins and tokens and Bitcoin on it, to then, well, actually, this is okay. Audio is messing up on me. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me.
Yes. Thank God, it just came back too. I got rugged again.
Yeah, no, it completely kicked me off for a second, but okay, I think I'm good. So
we're good.
I think I was talking about the progression of suddenly, like, as a community, people being like, oh, wait a second, actually, this is a really good place for art and like fine art to be stored on Bitcoin. So walk me through, like, you know, months ahead of when you even start listening to about Ordinals and the significance behind it and the meaning potentially behind it and why that even sounds like an interesting idea.
For sure.
Specifically from a collector's perspective, right? Like, why would a collector want to do anything on Ordinals when we already know that it's a lot more expensive than any of the other blockchains? What's the magic behind it?
Oh, I mean, there's 10 answers to all of these things. All right, so let's do it. For us, we started watching it in February of last year. I started seeing it pop up as something that was like, you know, when smart people are talking about something, I start to clock it and try to understand what the hell it is. So I started seeing that and I was like, okay, let me watch. And then in August, we did a test launch of a Ordinals collection for Superchief, which is the first time we ever did any kind of PFP collection. We sold 80 of them and then stepped back and froze it because we started to realize that like this is a bigger world. This is a new community. And I really thought like, let me actually slow it down and kind of meet the people that are starting to collect us and try to build it a bit more organically. Cause we do have a lane that's IRL. So I have like the luxury that, you know, other people don't have as often where it's like, I can meet some of the people that are part of this community first and like connect with them and then tell them about the Ordinals project. And I thought that was like kind of a cool way for us to start doing it. I didn't really expect to launch a gallery specific to Ordinals back then in August. I was like just learning about it and trying to understand like the tech is, it's so archaic in one way where it's like a lot of the things that we're getting used to and demanding in NFTs and like Ethereum and all the layer twos and everything. Like there's so many of these conversations that haven't even started for Bitcoin and for Ordinals. And that was like really stunning. It was a lot to process. And it was also really cool meeting people that were in the community because it was like, I don't know, it felt really, really fresh. The energy felt really exciting. And it was very, you know, I entered the space for NFTs in 2021. Like we opened up in March 2021. But we opened our first digital native, digital only gallery in Soho in 2016. So like, I've been part of this conversation of like, how do you make this make this technology work for artists? You know, like we used to sell art where like the USB was literally welded to the back of the TV, you know, so we know what we're coming from. It was really cool to learn about it for Bitcoin because there was like, and for Ordinals, because there's so many metaphors you can use, you know, to try and understand it. Like if we're talking about the medium that it's being presented on as the canvas, then, you know, layer twos are very affordable. We're talking about Ethereum being like, you know, if we're going bronze, silver, gold, you know, as far as like a context or a tiering system, if you're doing it on a medium that is valued and has such a big community that's already participating in it, you know that it's just like, it's a little bit future-proof, you know, which is a bit of a conversation that we started to get really, again, really excited to learn more about and try to understand how all of this works. So yeah, I guess that's a little bit of background and also why we got excited about it.
Yeah, I love that. Why San Francisco?
San Francisco came from the community. You know, it's like the community that's building Ordinals, the community at with Cypherpunk Labs and, you know, NeuroRealm and Neuro and Rax and DZ. Like we got to spend a lot of time with these guys in Miami for Basel. And it's just like, this is where they live. This is where they eat and breathe this stuff. And if this is the, you know, if this is our community's epicenter, then, you know, we want to be there and we want to like, you know, this is also where the opportunity happened. You know, it's like, this is where the people we knew that were passionate about this were already bringing the community together, but wanted to bring in a gallery from the art side of it that could actually like care and understand and have the context and experience to like responsibly show an artist's artwork like we care about it and know how to position it and know how to talk about it. And I think that like, it's really cool to come in as a position player in these kinds of opportunities because this is my life, you know, like all day I'm thinking about artists and trying to understand like, you know, what's going on in their head, the best way to show it to people in the public and the best opportunities we can get for them. So it's like, this is really cool to meet a whole community of people that are like really, really smart. But also like, the work that they're making is fun and interesting and like conceptual and it's very internet and I'm obsessed with internet. So I think like, you know, it's not, I'm obsessed with being on the internet. We all are. I'm obsessed with like internet culture and the fact that like, this is where we've really lived communally for the last decade. So I think that, you know, anthropologically, it's really important to give a shit about the cultures that come out of it. And this is one of those moments where like those cultures are already natively speaking this language and trying to communicate artistically through it. So enable that and then give it like a gallery church, you know, to like honor it. And then with the exhibition spaces we have globally, you know, in New York and Los Angeles and Tokyo, we'll have opportunities to bring exhibitions from the Ordinals Gallery that we run out into the rest of the world and kind of do a little bit of missionary work.
Ed, I like you so much. You
oh, hey, right on.
You understand the ethos, I think, of it, and you captured it so freaking well, the ethos of what digital artists and what artists in this space are looking for, right? Like I've observed it, obviously, from, you know, with my own two eyes, but it's not easy to say it so concisely in the way that you just said. And I think that one can only do so when they truly feel it in their heart. So I just had to spit that out there that I
appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, I love where you're coming from. And I think that that is the key to your success. What Super Chief has been able to do. It's interesting that you say that because just last week on the show, I had Mumbot and Neuro.
And hey, we love both of them.
Yeah, I know. And I love the juxtaposition between both of them and that, you know, they've both been artists for quite a long time, but Mumbot is such an OG in the space and dusting totally. Very differently, right? And Neuro is such a brainiac to begin
with. Oh, yeah. He's brilliant.
So smart. He's freaking brilliant.
Deeply brilliant.
Yes. And of course, more on the Ordinal side of it. But the really cool thing is that they both have in both of their brands, they have the whole ghost association. But it's really interesting that you're saying that because it lines in perfectly with kind of what I observed on that show and what I want to ask you about. Mm. What are some of like the differences, if at all, between the cultures that you're seeing now built in the Ordinals community versus all of the other ones that we've seen in Web3?
Oh, dig it. Yeah, totally. I think it's cool because we're seeing, and again, like I'm still like, I guess I'm aware of it for about a year, right? And I've been aware of like fake rares and Pepe and like the rest of the cultural like aspects of some of the internet stuff that's at play. But I do always just want to say like, I'm new for Ordinals. I'm definitely still observing and like I'm stepping into it now where I get to meet like the one ring deeper that you'd like, you know? So I don't want to say like I'm some sort of fucking expert. But for my observation so far, I really dig it because it's kind of its own ecosystem where you're seeing different types of work present, different types of artists present. It's not like this one homogenous thing, which is tight because that would have been boring. You know, it would have been cool, it would have been fine, but it would have been boring. And I think it's a lot cooler that it's like, you know, we're seeing conceptual artists that fuck with copyright and flip things that like recontextualize or reanalyze something under their lens or just straight steal it, you know, but present it conceptually. I'm a big fan of that stuff. You know, I think that shit is gangster and it's like a little bit of like graffiti psychology where you're going to like take something and put your name on it and show that you exist. I like that a lot. So I'm really hyped that we have some like, I'm like now describing the show that we've got. I just totally flipped into the zone of like walking you through the exhibition that we launch on Friday. That's so funny. Well, someone who's a good example of this and someone who's also in the show is Rare Skrilla. And like, it's cool to see everything he's doing with V6 and like the guys that are like the team that he's working with there. It's just like, it's cool to see people be conceptual. I think that's like a pocket of this world that's really present, and I think it keeps it very internet vibe, so I'm a big fan. Otherwise, you're also seeing kind of like classic illustrative art. I think something that's interesting, before I get into the fact that there's a lot of code art, which like and generative is kicking, and they're starting to like have this feel of, you know, like year one art blocks, where you'd meet people that are just like still experimenting with something rather than be like, guess what? We figured out how to print money. You know, it's still in like the era of like, this is cool. My 30 friends who are also into this kind of shit are going to think this is awesome. We can talk about this. I wonder what my friend's going to make next. And it's that energy. And that shit's really fun. And it's also like easy to become enthusiastic about it and to fall in love with people. So like, I think that's a really cool thing to see. And then I'll jump back and talk about the fact that like illustration, you know, I think the file size limitations is kind of defining a little bit of how people play right now. And it's humbling and insane to tell an artist, okay, let's like for real, 1 megabyte's a lot. All right, let's keep that in mind as we're making this thing happen. That's like, that's really new for people, because on the other side of the fence for like Ethereum and for like some of the other marketplaces, you know, like Foundation, you know, like there's been an ongoing fight of like, when do we get more than 50 megabytes for a video? This is killing me. And I think they just upped it to 150, or they're going to reveal as a surprise in a couple of weeks that you can do it as 150. And that's like the bare minimum that the high level of video content, 4K crazy outputs, like putting it down to 150 is like, you know, it's kind of a Xerox copy of the artist intent, you know, rather than it being like a really nice reproduction or the original. So I think like there's still that battle on one side, and now we're doing stuff on Ordinals and it's like, you can't, I'm like limiting GIFs, you know, like I'm like talking to people about how to make their GIFs smaller. And it's like, oh wow, we're having these talks again. It's, and I'm not pissed. It's like, it's kind of cool. It's really weird to feel that, but it's like, it feels like it's forcing us to be innovative. It feels like it's like the birth of a technology. It feels like it's cool, because when you have problems, you start to get excited as solutions start to occur and get invented. And I think being through one cycle now, I get it, where it's like, it just, this is the shit that people work on, you know? So doing it early just means that you understand why somebody's going to put effort into this. And then you appreciate all the effort that they put into it when it's like, they fixed it. So this is how we kind of create these heroes. So yeah, all in all, very exciting. It's a lot of fun in here.
I love that. I think that it's, you know, it's even more exciting, I think, and you spoke so much to this, I'm not going to reiterate that much, but it's like, what I hear you saying is, they're doing it for the love of it, you're doing it for the love of it, the community is doing it for the love of it, even with, you know, the technology issues, it's not even an issue, it's just barriers to go into it as smoothly as we will be a couple of years down the line, maybe even a couple of months down the line. But the more hoops that you have to jump and the more barriers there are, and you still do it, then you do it for the love of it. And that's how you build that culture, right? So I think that's really cool.
I appreciate that a lot. Absolutely.
Belle, may I say something?
Yes, of course, jump in.
I thought that Ed was going to say the reason he did San Francisco was because of me, but no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, one thing that he, you know, like you mentioned with Neuro and Rax and, you know, like this whole like area of the Bay Area, you know, Casey, who is the founder of Ordinals, also is from the Bay Area. I had the pleasure of meeting him in the Ordinals private dinner thing that Ed and I were at. And I actually stayed with those guys because I decided that if I want to work with them, what better to, you know, they say travel with people when you want to get to know them really well. And so I spent a lot of time with those guys, and they're just so creative. They're just so inclusive. And like I woke up in the mornings and they were already working. And then I would come home after, you know, all the events, including the Rug Radio event that I see my friend and brother Coldy had a show that I saw you there at, Bell. I would come home and it's like 3 or 4 in the morning and these guys were still working. And they're just so dedicated and they're just really wanting to just further the cause. And there's really no competition. It's more of a collaborative feel, which I feel like this whole movement of Web3 is all about. So I just wanted to add that to, you know, I know you had Neuro on your show last week. And that was amazing. And I actually invited him. I think they're just super busy to putting together last minute the gallery. But Neuro, Rax, Casey, Elock, I mean, every single person that is involved in the ordinals. I mean, Troy is involved in the background, like you mentioned, Trevor. Everybody is really there to onboard more artists, make it a more inclusive space. And that's why I love Ed and Super Chief, because like you mentioned, he's been dedicated to artists for over a decade now. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but you've talked about proving yourself, not just like, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, this guy is all over the place. I had the pleasure of, you know, meeting him, I mean, a couple years ago on this Twitter spaces and stuff. But then when we got to talk eye to eye in his gallery, and I told him, hey man, I've been wanting to have a gallery in San Francisco. You're the mecca of technology, and why not? If you're, you know, let's have a conversation, and if you're open to it, let's collab and let's partner up. And I actually had a few other locations in mind. However, when he texted me and said, hey, you should go to this, Cypherpunk lab and meet the guys that you're going to partner with and let me know what you think. And I went there and immediately I struck a friendship with them. Immediately I felt like I'd known these guys for years. And like I said, Nick and Rax, Danny, DZ, Vibegut, who is not here right now, but like also works with the Rare Sats things. I mean, these guys were so welcoming. They were so kind. And I immediately thought, okay, I want to like sort of have a retreat in Miami rather than having my own private room, which all of us know when you're in these, you know, like events, you're just constantly around people and crowds and you do need your rest and your solo time. But I just thought that was a great way to sort of get to know these people. And I'm so glad that I did, because I honestly feel so proud of them. I've been subsequently to many of the talks with Casey and Neuro and all the guys, and I just feel like they're here for the art, they're here for the technology, and they don't have selfish reasons to be involved in this movement, and that's what I love about them. And obviously that's why I love working and, you know, partnering up with Super Chief and Ed, because he epitomizes that love for artists. I mean, you mentioned it. He's all over the globe. And, you know, I just want to be in his suitcase, you know?
Same. That's exactly what I would love to do. That's exactly it. And how can we squeeze into your suitcase? Do you physically go to all of the exhibitions?
I go as much as I humanly can. I go a lot. I'm really thankful that we started having partners that could bring us out to some of these things when we're planning something really big. Like we just worked with Palm Dao in Mexico City and curated with them, like the first like solely digital booth that was at Zona Maco. So like Zona Maco is the biggest Latin American or the biggest art fair in all of Latin America. And this is the first one. And Palm Dao was really amazing. They were able to bring us down. So we got to spend time with them and be at the booth and answer questions and kind of talk about all of this. So we try to be at everything all the time. I think one of the exceptions to the rule that's been very cool is like, you know, last year, the year before last year, I saw a lot of people get to travel. And we were really hoping that we would get to participate in it for like 2023. And then we did a lot more in 2023 than we had thought we would. But what was cool and like kind of the benefit of all of it was we got to connect with the other people that are doing the things that we believe in, like in other cities. So like our peers and the people that we respect internationally. So it was like the team at, you know, NFT Factory Paris or Greta from Eham Gallery, you know, Kucha or Mari from Knox Gallery in Japan, the first NFT gallery in Japan. NFT Factory and Eham, like those are like the biggest and first NFT galleries in Europe. In Korea, we got to hang out with Shiny Tiger and like the whole team from Uncommon Gallery. And that's the first NFT gallery in Korea. And like, as we started to meet and connect with more groups like this, we started realizing that like, nobody's gonna build a sister gallery network for us. Like, there's an opportunity here for us not just to like and support the things that we're doing, that each other are doing, but like we can work together. You know, like this is the first time we've been a gallery for 13 years, right? So like I come from the traditional brick and mortar, like having physical art. In 2016, we opened our first digital native gallery. So it was wall-to-wall smart TVs. But even then, you know, like we still were just trying to figure this stuff out. The way to have artwork travel and to be able to share artwork from gallery to gallery, you start to actually cut down. Like now there's really not a lot of overhead. It's like file management. So now we can work together. Now there's more of an opportunity with less of a risk that the art could be damaged or stolen or lost in the mail or any of the things. Also the fact that like the Web 2 and traditional art world, galleries don't work with each other. Like it's not that type of industry. It's very cutthroat. It's very protective. And it's also in a, you know, it's when something's dying in late stage capitalism versus when something is being created and it's like a different mindset. So this world really does love to collaborate and communicate. And that's been like endlessly inspiring for us. So I started pitching to all the people that we work with or that we like, rather, all the people that we like in their other countries and the galleries that are kind of like pushing in the same direction. And we created our own sister gallery network where now we get to work together and share exhibitions and, you know, group up and get behind artists and try to elevate all this. So like, unfortunately, I'm not always at those, but now we get to work together. So it's definitely a magnification of the opportunity, but I'm not there.
Yeah. And I mean, I just want to add to that, like by having such an authentic and organic roadmap, if you will, you know, I feel like Ed has, at least for me, and, you know, I'm going to only speak from myself, that I feel like I wanted to, since I met Ed and like, you know, saw and observed the, you know, the Super Chief's intentionality, the way they move in the space. It wasn't like, you know, no brainer for me when I reached out to him and, you know, I wanted to go and celebrate that second year anniversary in LA. I was already in LA for my friend and our friend, Justin Aversano's gallery opening for his show there at GABA Gallery. And then I reached out to Ed and I said, hey, I'm coming to see you. And actually in that night, I went to three different galleries and made it in time for Super Chief at the end of the Super Chief Gallery celebration. And since I've spoken with Ed that night, I've just come to have so much respect and so much value for him. He's like a brother to me. That I just feel like I want to be his extended arm. Like, you know, when he's not able to be somewhere, yeah, I know it's funny, but I just want to, you know, even with the people out in the audience, you know, I mean, I mentioned Coldy, Art Jedi is down there, you know, Dr. Lemney, you know, Chaz, there's so many, I don't want to just take time to like mention everybody. Lindsay's down there. Like, I just feel like our responsibility as good ambassadors in this movement is to connect with like-minded people that have the same sort of, you know, mission and sort of be their extension when they're not able to be at an event Or maybe you're at a, somewhere that's, it's like a private event and they're not there. I always find myself talking about other artists, and like, so with like just the same as Soup. That's why I meant like being like, his right arm or somewhere, like, for anybody. Like, I feel like it's our responsibility, at least for me. I've taken that on myself this last 3 years to be able to represent my friends in the space that I resonate with, that I love their artwork. I love the way that they move in this space. They're not selfish. They're actually a community builder, like Art Jedi, like Coldy. Like I mentioned all these names, but Ed is really someone that is so authentic. And when you meet him, when you look him in the eyes and you're like talking to him, you realize that his mission is about the artist. It's not just about, me and Super Chief. Otherwise, I don't think we would all be here to support. And so that's what I wanted to add is like, it's hard to be everywhere all the time. And, especially since like, if you have a family or if you have, IRL stuff going on. But when you do go to these places, I want to empower everybody to be each other's agents. I've always joked and said, I'm like the pro bono Jerry Maguire of Web3. And I really feel like, it's so important for us to be each other's Jerry Maguires, right? Like to treat each other, build those relationships. And I think that Ed definitely does that and does it super well. And he does it globally. So I'm happy to help in any way I can to be his, extended arm when he's not able to go. And, sometimes I don't fit in his suitcase, so I have to just pay for the extra luggage. And just go to these events.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in Paris. I'm looking forward to seeing you in San Francisco. We're in the same city, baby. That's what's up.
That's that right. You're going to have some nice dinners. Tonight is my, it's Valentine's. By the way, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Tonight is like, my wife's, like family time. But tomorrow and the rest of the weekend, I'm going to be in the city. We're going to have dinner. We're going to break bread. And we're just going to,
hell yeah, man.
Yeah. We're just going to live it up. And just like, I know that a lot of the artists that are in this space are going to also be showcased at the show. So like, I'm really excited. And again, thank you, Belle, and, the NFT girl for having us today. You were such an, I've met you a couple years ago, but it was such a pleasure. And one of the highlights to come to the Rug Radio Mansion and see you and Coldy. And then I think you even like did a little, like put me on the spot and you did a little video interview with me. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. But you were so kind and generous.
You did.
I don't know what happened to that video, but yeah, that was fun. That was
I'm holding on to it. I'll surprise you with it when you least expect it. But it was awesome, right?
It was nervous
on me.
Organic.
Mm-hmm. It was very organic. That. Yeah, that's. But hey, that's what we want to capture. That's exactly what 100%. We want to capture.
And just a quick shout out. He's not in here, but I want to give Trizzy Trunk, my brother from Clubhouse days, a shout out because he was behind the camera. I love that guy. And I'm just so happy for him that he was one of the 10 artists on Rari Chain drop. I just wanted to give him a shout out. I know he's not in here, but I love shouting out. There's a saying in Farsi, I'm Persian American, so like I'm really proud of my culture and my heritage. And there's a saying that when somebody's not there, you fill their empty space. So like that's why I kind of wanted to acknowledge Trizzy because he's not here right now. And I just still wanted to shout him out and, give him his proper, shout out that he deserves. So, like, I'm filling up his empty space here. So I'm basically representing him. If I don't know if that makes sense. But, yeah, that's a Persian thing.
I love that. I think that's, such a nice spirit of friendship and spirit of what we are supposed to be doing. I think that's really beautiful. It's actually really like a excellent segue to the next question that I was going to ask, and I'll ask both of you. And I also want to open up if anybody wants to come up here and join, you know, be part of the conversation. I'd love to have you guys on here. I want to ask you about collaborations. What is the secret to collaborations and extending your list of friends and people to lean on in Web3? Ed, I'll ask you that.
Sure thing. I'll also quickly say, unfortunately, I have to split in 10 minutes. I didn't know if this might continue on, and I think that's
no problem.
But I'm a little backed up. All right, cool. So for collaborations and for, I don't know, I think for like existing in the scene or, you know, in a community, like I know that in my brain, I feel like we do 1,000 things, but I think what we excel at is being a position player and knowing that what we do well and not trying to do what every person we meet does just because it also looks like fun. I think everybody, we're getting to a place in this scene, in this industry, where the people, you kind of know who does the best version of A, B, C, D, E, you know, from being like, for being an IRL partner, for being a spaces partner, for being the technology side of things. Like they're starting to figure out what is the thing that we can do best when we come to the table to work with others. And I think knowing that is a real important thing to work on. And then also like supporting and appreciating the things that the other people do, like acknowledging that like they're experts at that and that rules because we'd be fucked without them, and that we do something that's really, you know, specific to what we care about, and we do it really well. And I think knowing that, you know, humbly, but I think for everybody, knowing what you do really well and trying to drive your time towards that as a way to contribute, I think that's really important. I think that's like that self-awareness is a really key thing, because there's so many, you know, shiny things in our industry that we could run around and try and do everything and try and be an expert in everything. But we go a lot further when we go together, you know, and we can do it a lot faster if we don't have to reinvent everyone else's wheels. So I think like leaning into what you do and being proud of it and working on it so you stay good, like don't rest on laurels, you know, but like, I think that's the best way. I think it's like a simple answer, but I think it's also like what's really works for us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent. I love that answer. I know you only have 5 more minutes, so I'm gonna ask you, like, the exhibition is on Friday.
Right. Thanks for bringing that back up.
Yes. Let's bring it back home. Yeah,
we're opening. Fair enough.
Everything we need to know about it.
All right, let's do it. For everybody who's joined since the very beginning, we're really excited to announce, and I think the article just went live on Decrypt, which is cool, and Rug Radio. I love both of them, and thank you for the support. But Super Chief Gallery San Francisco opens this Friday, and we are very proud to be in partnership with Cypherpunk Labs and DZ Labs, and together we're opening the first Ordinals gallery in the world, and that rules. You know, we opening the first NFT gallery in the world changed my life. Opening the first Ordinals gallery just felt right, so we're doing that. And this came together because of a really brilliant artist named Rax, who we've worked with in the past and believe in and trust. And that kind of got us into the first meeting, like really present and thinking that this was important. And I'm glad that we did, because this is important. And the people that we're working with are really smart. So we're excited to be bringing an exhibition together that features artists from the Super Chief existing world, as well as artists from the Cypherpunk community, where we are really excited about seeing some of these guys, some of the people that are really creative and coming out of their scene. I think it's been very cool on the work that we've seen so far. It's all awesome. So we're excited to kind of bridge these worlds together. yeah, create a space that is going to be solely for Ordinals art so we can exhibit it away respectfully and that we can tell the rest of the world about it. And this space will be solely Ordinals, but we're going to be taking exhibitions from this space and bringing them to New York, LA, and Tokyo. So we'll be doing Ordinal shows globally. So the idea is to really kind of bring that work out and celebrate the brilliant minds that we're finding here. So this week, the people we're showing, let me pull up the list. I have to go to the article to see who's in the show. My brain is toast.
No worries. Right. Ed, while you're doing that, I just want to quickly say that a couple of those artists are right here, Coldy and Art Jedi. Go ahead. Like, I just wanted to kind of fill that space while you're, and just totally. A quick note that Ben from Rug Radio and the Audio Gallery is a really good friend. And I was like, sort of in, I mean, I've been inviting a whole bunch of our friends
good
to the thing. And he shared the Rug, the Decrypt article with me. So,
Nice. Yeah, you already saw it. Let me read the names. Cause I got to jump soon. All right. So the list of artists that are participating begins with Faith Love, Killer Acid, Neurocolor, Rax, Elok, Bop, Nullish, Rocktoshi, Rare Skrilla, Nardo, V6 Collective, Mike Iraq, Aaron Huey, and more.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's firsts. It's going to be really fun. We're making sure it's done properly, like parent and child inscription. We're working with Neuro to make sure it's all done like legit. And it's really special that we're going to be able to bring these people out and make it part of this moment. Cause this is really, yeah, it's a special moment.
Man, that's grand incredibly, opening. Incredibly oh. special. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and Friday night. So it's Friday and Saturday this weekend. Friday night is actually the launch party for the new issue or the issue release party for the new issue of Bitcoin Magazine. And it's the first issue that they're focusing on inscriptions and ordinals. And there are a lot of interviews with the team in the magazine, and we're doing that as a party on Friday. So there's that. Saturday is when the rest of the artwork, we're going to be doing a feature, like that's the big gallery exhibition night. So we're going to celebrate them all then. And if you look up in the Jumbotron thing, you can check out our little happy Valentine's Day note. I think it's worth looking at. All right. Bella, thank you very much for having me. This is really nice.
I'm so glad that you were able to join us. I know you have to hop off, but seriously, thank you so much for coming and spending the time with us today, sharing this really special announcement. I love what you guys are doing. I'm a huge believer in, you know, digital art, but I'm also a huge, even bigger believer in the Ordinal ecosystem and what's being built there, as well as an even bigger believer in what you are building. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to everybody involved. This is incredibly badass.
Hey, thank you again. Thank Paimon for helping like make this happen. I really appreciate both y'all. And all right, I'm going to jump. If you guys keep talking, I hope you keep talking. It seemed like it was fun.
Yeah, we will. And Ed, like, I love you and go and get your, you know, get back to what you're doing. I appreciate you making time. I mean, Ed was flying while I reached out to him. I said, hey, are you up?
He was. I was on the plane.
Yeah. Are you up for doing spaces tomorrow? And he's like, yeah, man, I'm in. So I know he got in late last night in San Francisco, but he hit the ground running. And I really appreciate you, brother, and look forward to breaking bread with you tomorrow. And just the opening of the gallery is just going to be an awesome celebration.
I can't wait. All right. Enjoy your days.
See you later. Thank you. Paimon, I'm going to let you, if you want to add anything else to like what's going on Friday. And also, you know what? Even further, I didn't have a chance to ask Ed, but I'm going to ask you maybe because you've been working with them. Maybe you know the answer to this. But if there are any artists that want to start, you know, looking more into building their own, inscribing their own ordinals, learning more about the ecosystem and working with Superchief, how do they go about doing that?
I really appreciate you actually asking that. I was going to allude to that and say that even if you have not inscribed your work on ordinals, like, you know, Coldy and Art Jedi and some others that perhaps have done that. You know, you're not too late. I feel like this is like kind of like a reminder of, you know, early 2021, back in Clubhouse days when things were pumping. And I feel like ordinals are here to stay. They're on the mother chain in Bitcoin. So like, you know, it's just only going to keep growing. And so, yeah, the Cypherpunk Lab, Neuro and his team are, you know, there to help Inscribe. You know, there's the Arik, who everybody knows as Chisel. He's like the guy that is like super inventive. He knows how to, you know, compress files so that you don't have to pay too much high fees, as you all know. And I don't know if you know, but like, you know, obviously inscribing on, you know, Bitcoin is super expensive. It could get like that, like the fees could go high. But if you have a good file that is like, you know, compressed properly, you can actually get it done relatively reasonable. So those people like from the Cypherpunk Lab, Neuro, Rax, those guys are ready to help, obviously Superchief. But then there's other players in this space that also can help. And that's what I love. You know, you mentioned collaboration and, you know, earlier, and I feel like collaboration is the key for this movement, right? Replacing, you know, competition with collaboration is the key, I think, that I love about this movement. And I feel like when you're trying to onboard people onto ordinals, it's a kind of a scary thing for artists, right? I mean, I remember the first time I was trying to mint my work on on ETH, and my MetaMask was working kind of like, you know, not participating. And it was kind of disappointing and embarrassing at the same time, but it actually happened to me twice. In fact, I remember my friend JR, who most of you guys probably know, the founder of OniForce, he actually pushed me to have a second, you know, drop room in Clubhouse, and he called it Paymon's drop, not drop room, because it just, the first time it didn't work. And so, like, I guess the reason I bring that, like, moments back is that we are all here together, you know, like, even a failure of trying something new is actually a win. I often say that when you fail, fail forward, right? So like that you're getting closer to your goal. And I think here there's really no failing as long as you try. And there are people here to hold your hands. There are people here that are happy to help you pretty much like just for helping you get on ordinals, just inscribing your work. I mean, I'm working with Danny DZ, Live God, I don't know if he was able to make it here, James, and their team, that they hunt for rare sats, right? So like the rare, the sats, obviously there's, you know, your artwork is more valued, right? So I see my friend John right down there in the audience too. Violetta is someone that is like an amazing artist that already has explored and inscribed on ordinals. We are here to help everybody. You know, I just want to make sure everybody understands that if you haven't inscribed, it's okay. There are people here to help you. I mean, I met Casey, the founder of Ordinals, and everybody, you know, thinks, oh my God, it's the Vitalik of Ordinals, right? This guy is so approachable. He's just like a regular guy that is super intense and smart, and he just wants to add value to the space. You know, he's an artist himself. And we actually had a really great conversation about the Persian culture and Persian food and music. And I was so like impressed by this young, you know, I mean, he's younger than me, so I'm gonna call him young man. But like, yeah, everybody's here to help, Belle. And I just wanna like, you know, empower everyone to explore. I'm chain agnostic. I believe like layer twos have a place. I believe even the layer three, like I mentioned Trizzy earlier, I met Alex from the co-founder of Rarible in Miami. And he was so kind. He was so genuine. And, you know, Rarichain is a layer three. I believe we all can, you know, get our work. I mean, how many people here would ever have thought, I mean, I know some of them are OG people, and I'm not going to name their name again, because I've already mentioned their name several times. But how many of you guys just wanted to share your word, the work of creativity with the world? And we are getting to do that right now through the possibilities of collaboration, through the possibilities of curation and finding each other in this Web3 movement. And so I guess I just want to empower everyone to jump in if they feel like it. I don't like to push anybody in any direction. However, I like encouraging people, and I like to empower everyone to be their original selves and not a copy of someone else. It's easy to want to be a copy of someone, especially if you see them have sellouts and, like, you know, all that kind of stuff that are, you know, people look to. But I want to see people be proud of their story, the reason they create art. I want people to ask themselves, why are we here? And the reason I try to help everybody, I mean, you know, I'm going to just make a quick reference. And those people that, you know me know that I've been here trying to help everybody. I'm an artist myself. And once I just fell into the curation thing, it kind of took off on its own, because I just feel so lucky to be able to help people realize their potential and get to their goals, like Violetta, like Art Jedi, like Dr. Lemney. I see my friend Shia down there. He's one of those people that is helping all kinds of artists, you know. So like Darko, he was in the, you know, in the clubhouse rooms with me. He's an OG. I mean, Elham, everybody. I don't want to take too much time, but I just want to say I see everybody, and each of you are your own original people in my eyes, and I want to elevate and empower all of you, especially like those that are kind and generous with their time to other people. You know, Coley doesn't have to be kind to me. We met a couple years ago, but he's an OG, but he's so approachable. I ran into him like several times in Basel, and it was like as if I ran into my brother. You know, our Jedi is on the other side of the world in, you know, in England, and she's like a sister to me. Every chance I get, I try to make sure that I reach out to her to say, hey, have you seen this opportunity? I would love for you to partake if you like to. So I don't think it takes anything away from us to help one another. If anything, I think that adds to your legacy. And so I don't know if that answered your question. I'm sorry if I went a little too long-winded, but I just wanted to say people like Neuro, people like Rax, people like Arik and Chisel, you know, those people are here to help you. Troy, Trevor, those guys, I remember those guys from, you know, a year ago, like late January, you know, February of 2023, where they were just, you know, onboarding and just talking about ordinals. So I think that it's not too late. I know we say this all the time, but I really feel like we're very, very early. And if you have not dabbled and dipped your toes into ordinals, don't be afraid. Reach out to somebody. They're all here to help you. And they're not looking to take anything from anybody. And that's what I love about them. Neuro, Rax, Elok, these guys are just really brilliant minds, right? And they're here to help. They're not like, you know, Neuro, I mean, I love authenticity, right? And last week you had him on your show, and for someone to be so naked, to jump in the arena naked, like Brené Brown says, you only can have so much respect more for them because they're authentic. They're willing to share their vulnerability with you. And, you know, for me, we have a saying in Farsi that's Parchamet Balatar Mire. That means that your flag is rising in my eyes. Like, that means that you have more respect growing for that person. So, yeah, I appreciate the question. I hope that answered your question, Belle.
Oh, there it is. I was talking and it was muted. Sorry about that. Yes, very much. I think that's really cool. You answered it very well. And I agree. There are so many amazing people right now in the space that are a part of that community building that we see every day. And you know what? The majority of the people that we think in the space that have made it you know, quote unquote, successful in the space that are either OGs or new, but just are successful artists. And we tend to think that they're not going to be approachable, or that, you know, I don't know, we just tend to think that when a person reaches a certain amount of success, they're no longer going to want to talk to you or be your friend. And I've seen so many of the opposite things with so many people in this space. You're absolutely right. Chaz, as soon as we started talking about how to build that tribe and how to build that community, you requested to speak up. So I want to throw it to you, welcome you to the stage, and ask, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I got to deal with my tribe and like figure out this whole ordinals thing and like get some of my art inscribed. Like I realized, like, okay, fine, I'll give in, you know, it's like, and I know they're out there. Like, I just got to like tap in with the people. Like, I know that like me and Paymont could like get on the phone call together and figure it out. Like, he would totally help me walk through it, you know? So I'm really happy with that. So, you know, I just want to come up and say hi. I waited until Ed left the stage because I didn't want to feel like I was him to feel like I was stalking him, because I was like, it's the third space that I've been with him in this morning. I'm like, oh, but I love that guy, dude. That's like the perfect like, talk about somebody that knows how to build community the right way. Like, I look up to him a lot in that way. You know, I really do. Like, he's all out. He's all in for like the way that he builds things up. And like, I'm trying to follow people like that around and like learn from them and like suck up the energy and the knowledge. You know what I mean? Just be a sponge when I'm around him. So,
thank you for that. No, I completely agree with you. That's that. You know what? I really do admire him for the very same reasons. Talk about, like, there's not one artist that I have met in the space that Super Chief comes up, or even directly Ed's name comes up, and people don't root for him and for the organization in a way that like you do for an underdog, you know, in the space. And I'm not even sure if he qualifies anymore as an underdog, because they have been incredibly successful in the space. But I think that energy that they bring to the table still stays the same for the little people, for the smaller creators, for everybody, no matter what your level of success you are in the space. And that's something to always be, you know, admiring. So that's going to be it for today's show, everybody.
Belle, may I add something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
I just wanted to say Chaz is like a brother for me. I met him the first night he came onto Clubhouse. And since the first night,
February 3rd, 2021, it's been three years.
Right. And from the first night, he shared again, like Neuro, like JJ, who's not here right now, some others that, you know, I don't want to take too much space, but Chaz came into the room and he just basically laid himself out and shared himself and his story with the group in that small room in Clubhouse. And since the first day, I connected with him. And I vowed to myself that I would do anything I can to promote and spotlight Chaz, because I want his story to be told. And he's a prolific artist. I mean, he has mints all over the place. He's constantly creating. And so, yeah, Chaz, please reach out. I'm happy to help in any way I can to get you on ordinals and connect you with the right people. And just quickly, I just want to say thank you again, Belle, and NFT Girl, for having us on your spaces. You are a true leader in the space, and you do so much for everybody. And I just like resonate with your ethos. And that's why I wanted to make sure that if you were up for it, we could have, you know, Super Chief and Ed come on and talk about this really momentous occasion, right? Like, this is a really big thing. This is the first ordinals gallery in the world. And, you know, how many galleries out there can do what Super Chief has accomplished so far? So you're right, they're not underdogs, but they're definitely here for the people. And so is Neuro, so is Cypherpunk Lab. And I want to say and extend that to the people that are in this room. And I mentioned the whole bunch of people, but I also wanted to reach, you know, say Robert Rocky, you know, he's one of those people that is here to help and promote other people with the Daily Alpha Show. And I just really appreciate people that are here for the greater good of the movement, not just for themselves. It's okay to be selfish and want to, you know, elevate yourself and get far, but I think we can go farther with each other rather than solo. So I just want to say thank you, Belle. Thanks everybody that came into this room, and please elevate one another. Please support each other. It doesn't take anything away from you. It only adds to your legacy. And that's the way I like to move, because, you know, we have a very short amount of time before our train stop gets called and we don't know. And none of these, you know, physical accumulations you can take with you. I always say it's another Farsi saying that the final suit or dress you wear is pocketless. And that means that you cannot take any of these, you know, things with you. What you leave behind is your legacy and how you've been there and serviced and helped other people. So again, thank you, Belle. And thank you everyone in the audience that that showed up today. I look forward to continue to build with you all. I continue to elevate everybody that I feel like, you know, I can in my capacity. And Belle, you're definitely one of those people that I want to continue to elevate and support. So yeah, again, thank you so much for hosting us and having us in your amazing spaces.
Oh man, please. The pleasure and the honor is totally mine. I appreciate all of those kind words, and I'm loving your Farsi, you know, what are they, sayings? I love that.
I guess. I mean, you know, it's interesting, like you mentioned that, because, you know, for the longest time, not Persian Americans, but, you know, there's been a very bad sort of taste in people's mouths about being Persian, being from Iran. I just want, like, since Clubhouse days, I felt elevated enough that people accepted me for who I was. So I started the, you know, putting June after the name. Like, for example, Art Jedi June, Belle June. June in Farsi means deer. So, and now people in different spaces use that. They when I go in there, when other people go in there, they say Paymon June or like Violetta June or Dr. Lemni June, you know? So I think that's so important for you to everyone. I'm a citizen of the, you know, world, right? And we are all one to me. However, we are all like, we have our own foundations and our cultures that we bring to the table, and I feel like it's so important to be proud. And I love to celebrate different cultures. I love celebrating different people, and so of course I'm proud of my culture. So that's why I start, like, you know, saying June, and also just sharing some of these old, you know, like the Persian, like the, you know, and the Greeks and the Romans were one of the first civilizations. So again, not that that matters, but I'm really proud of that. And I just want to put a good, positive, energy out there in the world by just making sure people see how kind people are from Iran, how kind people are from all over the world. Everybody has, you know, Dr. Mathur, I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up, because I could just, like, because I feel like so inspired in these spaces that I could go on, but I try to only contribute and stay quiet and like listen. But Dr. Martin Luther King says something like, not everybody can be famous, but everybody can, I'm sorry, I forgot the saying, but it basically means, I get nervous a little bit, but it means that, you know, you can be by adding value and being of service to other people, you can be great. Everybody can, that's it. Everybody can accomplish greatness, because greatness is measured by service. I think that's the paraphrasing it, I'm butchering it, but I think that's what the great Dr. King said, and I resonate with that. Like, that everybody can be great, because greatness is measured by how much service you can provide to other people. And I live by that principle. And, you know, my parents raised me on that, and I will continue to spread that kind of energy with everybody. Thank you, Belle.
Beautiful.
Sorry if I just talked too much on this, but yeah, you empowered me to be myself. So I'm actually not going to apologize.
There you go.
I
love
take
that.
I take my apology back.
Don't apologize. I told somebody yesterday we were talking and I said, I'm sorry. And they said, no, it's my fault. I said, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Actually, I take my apology back. It was not my fault. That's totally on you. You have that. So yes, take your apology back. I love that. You mentioned some people and I'm going to take this opportunity because I think that that was beautiful. You mentioned Rocky Rocky. Shout out to Rocky Rocky. Oh my goodness. If you don't know who Rocky Rocky is, he's one of those solid people in the space that has your back no matter what. Rocky Rocky, shout out to you. Shout out to Adam Carity. Shout out to Manoush. I see you guys so much in these shows and I love having you join us. Thank you. Thank you. Truly. Happy Valentine's Day to every single person that is in here today. I hope that love resonated through these speakers because seriously, you guys make me happy and you guys are my home and I appreciate each and every one of you guys. So with that said, if this is your first time, we do If You Know, You Know show every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week, we have another exciting show for you. You can also find us on Spotify. So if you didn't know, baby, now you know. I'll see y'all next week. Have an amazing rest of your day. Bye, everybody.